2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Where's Navidomskis when you need him?
Just because he gets so giddy when he hears this music, because it means it's ski season again. We do have a snow day to talk about today and some new snow. Just a little skiff of it came around today as we record this on Wednesday. Looks like there's a return of more, however, coming on Monday, Tuesday next week, which is great news. And today, just looking forward to connecting for the first time in a long time with my friend Emily Summers up at Deer Valley Resort. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
So great to connect with you, and there's so many reasons why, because there are two or three things I really want to make sure people know about. The first is, and let me just back up a little bit, one of the things I have always loved and appreciated about Deer Valley is the fact that you don't have a race to be first to get lifts running. You want to make sure that the entire experience is what Deer Valley is known for, and so you've always waited until the first week of December, and yet this year, because Mother Nature's been kind to us, is this the earliest opening ever for the resort?
I think it's safe to say it's the earliest I've ever seen. This will be my 17th opening day. Mm. I have never seen a November opening. It's really exciting. There is rumor that it may have happened one other time in the 80s, but we can't get consensus on what year that might have been.
Well, we'll just go with the earliest opening ever, which is fantastic. But that, what would I say, attention to detail, the attention to quality, is one of the reasons why Deer Valley Resort, for the 10th straight year, has been voted on as the best. Is it North America?
U.S. Yeah, U.S. best.
In the
resort.
U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So congratulations again on a 10-year run there.
Thank you. Yeah, you nailed it. You know, Deer Valley, we've never been the first to win the race to open. That's not our priority. Our priority is offering that exceptional on-mountain overall experience that we can. We're known for having impeccable grooming, snowmaking, a wonderful ski experience. And so we have traditionally opened that first Saturday in December. But this year, we've been saying it's historic, so we're doing something historic ourselves. We pushed up opening day just by a handful of days as a thank you to our season pass holders and our local Utah skiers and our staff. Just get everyone on the mountain sooner. We all have this pent-up demand, and Mother Nature is really helping us out.
Yeah, it does a lot for your mental health just to be able to get up there and get out in the fresh air and enjoy a ski season. It's always something we look forward to. How much of the mountain is going to be open this weekend, or do you know?
I don't know, because things will change daily, but yeah. I can say it's going to be a great opening. We're looking at, we have six peaks, and we're probably going to be able to open train almost to three of them. And then what's really been the game changer this early season is the temperatures. We have an extensive snowmaking system and capability on our mountain, and the temperatures have been ideal for snowmaking since our crew came on the week before Halloween. And so when we can make snow like we've been able to, terrain really comes online very quick. So yeah. All of that will be updated daily at deervalley.com, but it's going to be a great opening.
All right. So as people listen to this, I mentioned and try to every week that we're recording this program this week on Wednesday to avoid Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. But as this airs, it's opening day for Deer Valley, which is fantastic. Your original opening day was the traditional first week of December. I was looking forward to this Shred for Red fundraiser that you've got going on. You said that's still going to take place next week.
Yes. So the Shred for Red fundraiser, this will be the fifth year of us partnering to host the Utah Lymphoma and Leukemia Society's annual fundraiser, Shred for Red. And it has taken place on our opening day. That was the plan again, but we'll just be a couple days into this season. The first Saturday of our season will be the event this year. They put together an amazing program where you do challenges all over the mountain with an opening like this. There's a lot more variety we can add to their schedule. And they raise some, they raise funds to support research for blood cancers, and it's been a really great partnership, and we like to kick off our season supporting them.
Yeah, so there's another good reason to be up there at Deer Valley next weekend. The third thing that I wanted to make sure we mention, and you know, my family's very close to this event because Becky's twin brother, my brother-in-law, who actually passed away. I don't know if you knew that. He passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Unexpected. Yeah. Which has been sad, but it was always so meaningful to him because he was listed as one of the founders of freestyle. So it was one of the chances we had to get together and really celebrate not just his life, but his career. That's coming up again this year. It has never gone away, but we were sort of kept at arm's length through the COVID era from it.
Yeah, this, I mean, like you said, this event, it's got importance to so many people in the community. This will be the 25th year that Deer Valley's hosted an international freestyle skiing competition. So in our iconic venue that was also used in the O2 games, we've hosted world championships or World Cup every year since. And we highlight the best mogul and aerial freestyle skiers in the world. The last 2 years, definitely a challenge as we worked through the pandemic. We still had the event, but in 2021, couldn't have spectators. 2022, a couple things played into to format changes, and that was also, we had low snow. We couldn't create the evening venue and the light supports that we needed. And then we were sending these athletes to the Olympic Games the next week, and so we just had to follow every health and safety protocol we could. But we are excited to bring back our format of what we're known for, and that specifically is night events. Getting people in the mountain, creating an atmosphere under the lights that the athletes look forward to competing in. It's like their favorite stop on the tour because of the night atmosphere and the Utah spectators that show up in force.
Yeah. Well, and it makes it special this year, too, because on Utah's Morning News this week, the governor's been talking about the progress that's being made in possibly getting us another Olympic Games in 2030 or 2034. That announcement's coming soon. And my guess is that those events will again take place at Deer Valley if the Games return to Utah, which we hope they do. So it's February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, moguls, aerials, dual moguls. You've got some packages available that will include quite an experience that includes all the food you can stand.
Yes, yes, we can't talk about Deer Valley without talking about food. But most important is general admission to create that spectator experience we were just talking about is free and open to the public. However, we do have enhanced spectator experiences that will go on sale at 10 a.m. on November 28th. And there's two options this year. New is the champion package. $4,000 for two people gets you all three nights, VIP package, gifts, dinner, drinks, lift tickets, kind of all, everything you could imagine to have the best World Cup experience. And then we also offer our freestyle feast tickets, which is by night. So you can choose one or all three nights. And those are $200 a person, and it's dinner, drinks, and a gift, and a dedicated viewing area.
Yeah. And it's heated, by the way, in case it's bitterly cold out there. But people still step outside the tent to get the best view of these world-class athletes that come. It's a special experience that hopefully you keep on the calendar February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And the food is the best. And there's nothing like Deer Valley chili, the turkey chili right there on the ski hill, which is part of the experience. All right. And I should add that Deer Valley continues to be on the Icon Pass, and the value of that is incredible.
Yes, Deer Valley continues to be on the Icon Pass. We are a limited resort on the full Icon Pass at 7 days. Icon Pass. For the first time this year, we won't be on the base level, but you can. There's two options. You can increase, do an add-on to the base level, which gets some premier resorts, includes Deer Valley. There's 5 days on that. Lots of details. But, yes, there is accessibility through the Icon Pass.
And those 7 days are worth more than you paid for the Icon Pass that gets you all the other skiing during the season. It's mind-blowing, actually, what's available for people to ski these days. I miss you. It's great to catch up with you, Emily. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the earliest opening ever. It's a historic weekend at Deer Valley Resort. We'll take another break. Come back and finish out the program next. Don't go away. Wrapping up KSL Outdoors Radio and the Greenhouse Show coming up after the news at the top of the hour.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final couple of minutes of the program, and as we were getting ready, I told you, Russ, as we were getting ready to record, I got an email from, or actually it wasn't an email. I was trolling on social media, and Brighton had sent out a post on Facebook about some events they've got coming up next week, so I wanted to talk about it. Yeah. But you know this from our years of doing the show, even though you don't do a lot of skiing, you've been on the hill with us a couple of times, that anytime we can get resorts up and running before Thanksgiving,
this is amazing.
It makes a ton of difference in their ski season, their revenues, and hotel stays, and all the rest of it as people make their plans to be here for the holidays. Jared Winkler is with us. He's the guy, of course, up at Brighton Resort. Before we jumped in, Jared, you were talking about how great the conditions are for this time of year. Feels a little like January up there, huh?
Yeah, it's nippy and there's plenty of snow and, you know, all the terrain's open up here. We got all of our lifts going and things are better than can ever be.
Yeah, so we're recording on Wednesday, but you were telling us that by Saturday, when people are listening to this on the air, you hope to or will have the entire mountain open, all of lifts running.
Yeah, we're wrapping up snowmaking and then going to open up the Millicent chairlift, and then everything will be open. We have our terrain park going. We have ski school rocking. Everything's just, you know, we're cooking great up here.
Brighton's always one of the first places I see any social media post on because people are hiking up the mountain as soon as there's anything on the ground to play in the boneyard. And I remember seeing some messages from you guys that you were, love the fact that you're up here, but folks, if you want this resort to open for the ski season, you need to give us some time and some space for us to prepare the way here.
Yeah, that was a wild storm. I mean, we had stuff spread all over our parking lot, you know, in the middle of building projects and all these other things going on, and then it suddenly just snowed. You know, like, just kept snowing, and 60 inches, I think, was our storm total, and so we had to go find all those, you know, old pieces of equipment and other materials for projects that we just kind of had to put to the side that were buried in snow, and then just getting caught up with our thing. Everyone asked why we didn't open early. It's like, well, we didn't expect this to happen, and it happened so fast that it caught us off guard, and we did the best we could to catch up, and we're still catching up, and so.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice surprise, and as I told you off the air, Emily Summers was saying the other thing that Mother Nature has done is sent these cold, crisp temperatures, which makes it possible for you to do your own blowing of snow with man-made stuff, but you might not even have to do that much longer. There's another round of storms coming Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, everyone always asks, I mean, with this much snow, what do you need to make snow for? But those high-traffic areas that get a lot of people skiing up and down, it pushes the snow right off the runs and you get down to the grass and the gravel. And so we want to get some hard man-made snow on there. So if it does go down to that, they're going to ride on, you know, hard snow versus the ground. And so that's really what we're making snow for.
Wednesdays are special days for you guys up there. You've done it for years, but renamed it, rethemed it, I guess, in this charitable, as in lift chair, events where you're going to be picking different charities to benefit from your Wednesday skiing. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a huge deal. We got $40 lift tickets for the next three Wednesdays. So starting on the 30th, the 7th, and the 14th, if you go online, you can buy a ticket for $40 and come take advantage of the entire mountain.
Is that just night skiing or is that all day?
It would be all day, but we don't have night skiing open until the 12th. And so the last one, you'll be able to do the night skiing if you wanted to come up for the afternoon. But right now, we're just day skiing from 9 to 4.
All right. I'm glad you made that clarification. But night skiing is still one of my boys' favorite things to do. They can come late in the afternoon and ski under the lights, which, if I remember right, you've expanded even your night skiing territory.
Yeah, even this year, we've added two more runs on our Snake Creek lift to just keep adding more skiable terrain at night and adding more light. And it's going to be excited to open up nights when we do.
Parking still free up there?
Parking is first come, first serve, but we do have a small section of about 100 spots that you can reserve in advance. You just go on the website and reserve that spot. And what that does is kind of, it doesn't reserve you a spot in the canyon, because if the canyons are crazy, there's nothing we can do about that. But, you know, if you at least get to the resort and need your spot, it's going to be waiting for you.
All right. I just wanted to get sneak you in here for a few minutes, and we'll catch up again after the next couple of storms, but let people know that you could have the entire mountain open this weekend and some great events coming up starting next Wednesday. We'll talk soon, Jared. Congratulations on an early opening for the resort.
Yeah, thank you, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Russell, that'll do it for the show this week. And if people want to get a hold of you for sat phones, maybe they're making their plans for next
week. Well, yeah, and I was thinking that, you know, we've got these Starlink units for rent for the cabins in the winter, you know, take it up, set it down, and go.
Yeah.
Let us know as soon as possible if you want to rent one of those. They're reasonably priced, unlimited data, and we'll hold one out for you. 801-450-8317.
Or online?
SkyCallSatellite.com.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. all right, don't go away. Coming up next, it is The Greenhouse here on KSL. We'll see you next week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.